finishing up this chapter from Rav Dessler on Ha'isik B'derech Eretz Lamo. We asked, what's the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the burden of making a parnasa, of ishtadlus, if anyhow, cooked mezonos shalom k'tzuv alai, and it's a neis k'mo k'riyas yamsuf, koshin mezonos k'kriyas yamsuf, so then why do we have the ishtadlus? Answer was, for the Nisayan, that we should be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite the fact that it looks like Koichi Veitim Yodi Yosili Zachayel is there. Nevertheless, you should be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says it's really tough. It's because the Chomer is Makrish the Tzura. It's a clashing. The very fact my Hishtadlus flies in the face of what really is going on. Because what's really going on is there's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even though if you'd been Mishtadl in a totally different thing, you would have made money, it could be you make money from somewhere else. And it looks like what you're doing is what's causing you to make money. You have a job, 9 to 5, this is your halavai, 7 to 11. And you pay, work more hours, make more money. Work less hours, make less money. So it's clear, and I signed that contract. I know exactly how much money I'm making. It's clear that I'm doing it. It's my brains and brawn, it's my time, it's my sweat and tears. That's what's causing me to make the money. And a person has to always be cognizant of the fact that, no, l'maitza, you have a chiv ishtadlus. And you have to. Mas muto, like the al-kol b'nei o'ilam, like the Misil Sharm says. It's a tax that we all have to pay to do ishtadlus. But it's ishtadlus. And once you do the shtadlus, then your Yeshua will come from wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides. It happens to be that very often it comes from the boss that you work for. Well, Lav Dafko, does it have to be that way? As we mentioned two stories in the past. So he says, so how are we supposed to be oimed in this design? He says, Eichi Islam des Emuno. How is a person, he says, that a person should be it's very dangerous, the very fact that he's working the entire time in a very physical way, which seems to clash with the truth, the emes mitzvah that is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That a person has to be mizbainin in bitachon and emuna, and that's really the purpose of this Vad, is to just give over, not yet to Kaplan, but to give over what the G'dayli, Rishaynim and Achrayim say, when you get to Bitochen, that we should always have in our minds, in Yoni Bitochen, Emanti Ki Adavir. Ve'echi Islam de Semunah, says Rav Dessler, how is a person supposed to teach himself and habituate himself and regulate himself in the Yoni Emunah? Koser Simcha Zisselzal, he says, quotes from the altar of Kelm, Shiyesh li Yizbainin Begimol Dracham, you should be Mizbainin, contemplate three different things. The first thing is Aleph. Yitchakeh b'machshavto b'tziba shel kol misovev. O b'tzibat ha'tziba ad sheyaker ha'tziba rishenu baruch hu. So the first thing the Mizbainin is to, everything is a cause and effect in the world. Cause and effect. So when a person works back to the original cause, whatever the situation is, there's always a cause and effect, and a cause for the something that affected the cause and something that affected that. And you're going to get back, if you work it out in your mind, you'll see that it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I remember when we were a kid, we used to have a game, we used to play, that you have to say something, and the person next would say, why? Ask a question, why? And you have to try to answer the question with as many answers as you could, that the person, you should be able to ask, why? And you have to answer, why? Answer, until the last answer is, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. In other words, at the end of the day, I went to the store. Why do you go to the store? Because I need to buy food. Why do you need to buy food? Because I'm hungry. Why are you hungry? Because that's the way that humans are created. Why are humans created that? Because that's the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever it is. Right? There's always, if you work it back, it's always going to be, you could do it with any question. That was just off the mind. You do it with any question. Right? It's always going to be, Sibas Kol Masibas is going to be, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. At the end of the day, it's because it's Sibas HaSibas is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Mimela, if a person works it back, right, my person looks like it's coming from him, but where did he get it from, and how did he get it, and why did he work it out this way? Because. That's the first thing. The first thing is Zakara, that it all starts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Beis, Oidiz Bainin Shateva Huneis Mamish, Elisha Hergo Mastirin. A person has to be Miz Bainin, that really Teva is an ace. Just you're so used to it, that you no longer look at it as an ace. I think that certainly everybody, the mashal that they always give, you put a seed in the ground and it rots, and all of a sudden, before you know it, you have a tree growing. It's an ace. To tell the truth, I have in my yard, I have a bunch of trees. And a month ago, I had on my grapevine just pieces of wood. If you ever saw a grapevine during the winter, it looks like dead wood.
That's what it looks like.
A few weeks later, and there's leaves, green leaves, and clusters starting, and all types of things. Where did this come from? It came from pieces of wood. That's what it looks like. Imagine out of your stender would start growing.
Oh, that would already be weird.
But how come when it's not weird, when it's... Oh, because it's attached to the ground. Of course, everyone knows it's attached to the ground. And exactly what's in the ground that's causing it to... there's nutrients in it. We all know there's nutrients in the ground, of course. And you use this storage. Ah. Okay. Right? No one can really explain it, but you say other types of words, I mean, there's nutrients in the ground, and it works, and the water comes, and irrigates, and kiyodua. It's the things that were taught, but... I heard that once that when they first came to Eretz Yisrael, and they were taking kids, the friar were taking kids and bringing them to kibbutzim and teaching them to be kreifer and kadosh baruch hu. So one of the things they were trying to teach them is that teach them about it's not rain is not an ace. Rain is not an ace. It's a very natural process where the water evaporates and it turns into a cloud. And the cloud goes and the wind blows it and then the rain comes down. It's a very natural process. Very natural process. That makes any sense to you? Yeah, of course. What do you mean? The water evaporates into a cloud, and the cloud comes, and how does that all happen? But just by itself. It just water evaporates, and the sun, and everything. Just the way that everything is worked out so perfectly to work out. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to be master, the Nes. And to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. That it's all the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this, the third one, Gimel, I think this one is very important on a day-to-day basis. One of the things that we say in Moedim every day, three times a day, is on Nisecha Shebechol Yemimanu. What is it? First of all, what does that mean? Pasha Pshat. We've said it how many thousands of times? On Nisecha Shebechol Yemimanu. Kadosh Baruch Hu has Nisim with us every day. Kadosh Baruch Hu is infinitely kind with us every day. But he has Nisim on Nisecha Shebechol Yemimanu. What does it mean? Hanisim hagluim shemizdamnim tomid lechol adam lechol ha'ilim bizdamnius neflois. It's the nisim that a person encounters that happen to a person every single day in a most fascinating manner. In other words, that it just happened to be that this is what happened. It just happened to be. I'm just give one cute example because it happened yesterday and it happened to one of the Bnei Chabur. Somebody. And one of the Bnei Chabur was ever so kind, and he prepared these pamphlets for Tom Kicker, the pamphlets that we have. Kitzur, I saw that he had called me. I was actually planning on taking care of it, and I started a little bit, and then I get a call from this person, and I missed the call, and called back later. Kitzur, we discussed, what should we put inside? Add in this, make it like this, make it like... A little while later, he tells me, he says, you just know what happened. Was I prepared to do it, not everything that we had talked about, and I prepared to do it on a full page, each one, and totally different, and after printing, out of the 60 they were supposed to print, after printing two, the machine went. The machine broke. Kitzur had to call the guy to fix the machine. Right then you called, and we were able to discuss what should go in and what shouldn't go in, and we were able to switch it and switch the way that it should be, and then everything. It just happened to be that it broke just at that second. It happened to be. That's the way we look at it. So he says, Yimnas netiya sakfira shebelibo shleita senu sumo. A person has to prevent his heart that it shouldn't cause him to be blind. Leitigum leilis akish. Don't be so stubborn. Levarim tamid bedarachem akum mishu nirum kimikra derech teva. Isn't it amazing that the machine broke? It was like, it's an old machine. Yeah, it happens sometimes. You ever remember that it broke before? No, I'm sure. It's like probably old machine. Could be, right? Why can't we just explain it? That no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu involved himself. That's a nice. That's something that al pi derech hateva shouldn't have happened. If everything should have gone, worked properly, first of all, that it should be that he started doing it and I didn't call him back when he called me. He started doing without it. After he started printing, it stopped working. I should call right then. He should be able to be mivatel. Just each thing. It just happened. It happened to me. Baruch Hashem, it happened to me. It worked out great. It was amazing. The Ribbono Shel Olam was involved here. Somebody told me a story from this past week. And I don't always have stories from this past week. Somebody wanted to know. I tell a story and then people tell me stories afterwards. So the stories from last week. His rent is going up. $1,200. Baruch Hashem, it's only 200 shekels. Some people it's going up to 3,000 shekels. But that's still quite an amount. That's quite a jump. It's a good few hundred dollars every month. Where's kesef min olam? As they say, where's the money going to come from? So he was actually speaking to somebody before Pesach, and it came out that one of his children has allergies. Nothing that's life-threatening. I don't think maybe he has EpiPen, but he's not. Nothing that said, oh, you should just know the Bituach Lumi will give money for, they give money for all types of medical situations. They'll give also for allergies. Never heard that they give money for people that have allergies. Put in a request with Bituach Lumi. Sure enough, he puts in a request with Bituach Lumi, and Bituach Lumi starts giving 1,500 shekel or something, some amount of money a month, and also back pay for the past few months from when they got. And now he has, Baruch Hashem, how to pay his rent. Wow, Baruch Hashem, that it worked out. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, that's right. It was the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. It was the Hashem. Thank you. My rent is going up. I need a way to pay it. Kadosh Baruch Hu worked it out. That right before the rent went up, after Pesach, that I should have a way to pay it. So it would have been so nice if the rent wouldn't have gone up, and then the money would have come in with extra money to pay. But that's obviously, you weren't supposed to have the extra money. But you still have to be able to pay your rent. So Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have what you're supposed to have. And somebody told me that it happened a few times, that they saw how, and a lot of people, you can see this, that their wife's wages, the salary, went up just before the Balabais, just before the Baldiro, decided to raise the rent. So, wow, Baruch Hashem. I wish I would have had that money. No, the only reason why it went up is because you should have a way to pay. Not to be so stubborn to see, but it's not just in money aspects. It's in all things, like we were saying. When a person is makir like that, when a person pays attention and is moide, that it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu that did it. And sometimes it's very clear. Sometimes it's not as clear, but when you start thinking about it, you realize just how clear it really is. Sometimes it's down to the penny. Remember my Mishgiach when I was in Yeshiva? My Mishgiach used to come, he used to like schmoozing with us in my room. So he would tell stories, all types of stories, and saying stories about how he owed a certain amount of money, and he got checked from here, and checked from there, and checked from there, and it all came out to be the right amount of money. He got paid back from here from this person, and that from here, and it came out to be exact down to the penny. To the penny, exactly how much he needed. Sometimes it's like that with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Often it's the Kadosh Baruch Hu with the few shekelim off. We tell the story here in the past, from Echad Mibnei HaChabura, that he needed a certain amount of money, and it was off by like 6 shekel. He says, why is it off by 6 shekel? Why was it off by 6 shekel? Just that you should be able to say, oh, it wasn't the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what he said. Just he shouldn't say, somebody was mafarsing the story and they printed it up and they wrote it. It was a fascinating story. Fascinating. But not to be stubborn. To pay attention, that's one of the basic ways that a person should always be makir, that even though he's doing gishtadlis, but lamaisa, you see from all the different things that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because of Oyedigon of Simcha Zissel, the final paragraph of this chapter, B'shiflus mishalei yizboinim b'ashkachas yizbaruch v'li akira, he says about the lowliness of somebody that's not mizboinim in the ashkachav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shu kumoi b'bichinas behemo. To a certain extent, there's an aspect of a person who's not mizboinim in the ashkachav that he's similar to an animal. Why is that? Ki arei mimaitre adam en ha-behemo hu, she-behemo yedas rakam esayiv. The animal only knows the effect. Va'adam makir gamas ha-sibo. The person is able to know beforehand. The animal knows that he got hit by the stick. The human being is able to see who's holding the stick. Gama dregus ha-chochmo ha-chochmo hein ke-erech oime ki-diyose b'shtashlus ha-siboiz v'sibas ha-siboiz. So a person can be considered a chacham if he's able to, the earlier the cause you're able to see, the more of a chacham you are. It's not just the person that's holding the stick, but it's the person that told the person who's holding the stick to hit. And it's the person that gave the commandment to the person that actually is carrying it out. And it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, at the end of the day, who caused the cause. The more a person is able to go back, the more of a chacham he is. V'nei ha-sochal, a foolish person, l'mas ha-scholos ha-chachma, but a foolish person, in comparison, where he's not able to see earlier, he's only able to see the final effect of what happens, he's to a certain extent a behema. Therefore, let us contemplate. Since the person's considered an animal to a certain extent if he's only able to see the final effect. But he's not able to see the original cause, then he's an animal. So if a person is able to see three out of the four, then to a certain extent he's also lacking in his ability to discern beforehand. He's similar in that aspect to an animal, he's saying. Amen.